I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
WGR Sports Radio 550. It's time to take a look inside high school sports. Now, here's your host, Tony Caligiuri.
Inside High School Sports is brought to you by Minio and Sapio Italian Sausage. Taste the difference quality makes.
Good morning and welcome to Inside High School Sports. I'm your host, Tony Caligiuri, along with Tom Prince from WNY Athletics and Roger Weiss, Derek Kramer producing. Talking baseball today, Tom's going to give us the rundown of Monsignor Martin and Section 6. We're going to find out just what type of baseball is being played in Western New York. Weather has been cooperative. This is one of the rare years where so far the rain hasn't interrupted or caused any cancellations. So we're going to get all that and more with Tom Prince in just a little while. By the way, you can catch his previews on WNYAthletics.com. Also on our Facebook page, Inside High School Sports, where you also find information on various camps and clinics coming up. Good morning, gentlemen.
Morning, Tom. Good morning, Anthony. Good morning, DK.
Well, beautiful Saturday morning. We're ready to get going. I know I'm ready.
I was waiting for the big one, though.
No, he's retired that one.
He did. Okay.
Fine. I'm waiting to get out of here at 11 o'clock. I mean, when we get done at 11, I got to head out to first baseball practice of the season. You know, that feeling, just finally getting out there. Love it.
So good to see the sunshine today. Right down the road at Williamsville East High School today, the Gettner Just Show Up softball tournament. 16 of the top teams out of Western New York will be there for you softball junkies. Williamsville East High School is the place to be.
All right.
And I'll be over at DePew for a DePew Maryvale matchup this afternoon, where I'll be going live with my score updates there.
Nice. Well, again, weather's being cooperative. We're looking about mid-50s today and sun, so shouldn't be a problem.
It's like 90 degrees anywhere else, right?
Yep, exactly. Hey, time for news and notes, you football coaches out there. Buff State head coach Christian Oslin and his staff and players will present a free coaches clinic this Monday at 7 p.m. at the Buffalo State Sports Arena. The clinic will feature offensive drills, techniques, strategy for excellent play. The Western New York football coaches will present their annual awards. So if you have further questions, call Len Jankowitz at 901-5615. Again, the information is also on our Facebook page. And speaking of Len Jankowitz, huge congratulations to him on being selected to be inducted into the Greater Buffalo Sports Hall of Fame. I couldn't be happier for him. Outstanding man. What he's done, not only as a coach and athletic director at Lancaster, but what he's done beyond that in helping kids with recruiting night and the combine that they put together. Truly a remarkable man, and we're so happy for him. Congratulations, Len.
Not only that, everybody knows about his, history as a football coach at Lancaster High School. What a lot of people don't know, I'm sure Tom is aware of it, Len Jankowicz, as we say in the old country, is also an inductee into the Greater Buffalo Baseball Hall of Fame. He was a very good baseball player. Along those lines, like I said, in the old country, we would say Jankowicz. Len will have you believe that the proper old country pronunciation is Yankiewicz. Just coincidental that he's a New York Yankee fan, so that's Len. Remember, in the old country, it's Jankiewicz. Len Jankiewicz, congratulations. There is not a more deserving person. And on a note, I'm not going to mention all the other inductees, but posthumously, Ed Hughes, of mostly of Houston Oilers coaching fame, is also being inducted. He is a Kensington High School graduate, so I am most proud.
Oh, wow. I did not know that.
Yes.
Huh.
Yeah, congratulations, Len. Absolutely. And listen, now that I know that he's a Yankee fan, I like him even more now.
Ew. Ew.
Red Sox.
Oh, I know. That's why I said it.
Dick Gallagher, Red Sox. So that's what you're going up against, Tom. Just warning you and all that.
Oh, no. They know I'm Yankees fan.
Oh, yeah. Back in the days when Anthony and I used to do the Lancaster Legends basketball games, always a friendly bet when gentlemen's bet between Anthony and Len when the Yankees were going to play the Red Sox. So,
right now neither of us have anything to brag about.
No.
So.
Hey,
it's not been pretty.
I'm a Reds fan, so I know exactly what you're going through.
It's all right. We got our ring last year, and hey, congratulations to Ed Greenway, our guest last week. Williamsville East Lacrosse, he picked up his 300th career victory. So congratulations to him, which leads me into our Coach of the Week by G&G Fitness. If you would like to nominate a coach to G&G Fitness's Coach of the Week, go to livefit.com. That's one word, livefit.com, to nominate your G&G Fitness Coach of the Week. Congratulations, Matt Chimera from Kenmore West Softball, 400th career win. I mean, that's incredible. That's a lot of wins.
And
we thought we were going to get it to him last week, but he was stuck at 399 on last Friday, so I had to wait for him to get 400.
But, Matt, don't look over your shoulder. There's someone catching up to you, and I want to give a shout to the former Annie Busha, who is a Frontier graduate, 2005-ish. Today she goes by the name Mrs. Nate Butel. Congratulations to Annie. She had her first win as a softball coach at Pioneer with a 7-6 win over Springville last week. Couldn't happen to a nicer person. Good luck. Like I say, Matt, don't stop now. She's on your tail.
Yeah, 399 more. She'll be right there with you, buddy. Congratulations to Matt Chimera. Anything else for news and notes?
Finally, we just got to give a shout to Lois Garlow, lacrosse player for Mount St. Mary's. She had one game where she had 7 goals and 5 assists in a win over Mount Mercy. And for an encore, a couple days later, she scored 10 goals in a game. Wow. As good as she is on a basketball coach court, she will be going to college to play lacrosse at Coastal Carolina on Myrtle Beach time. So congratulations to Lois Garlow. And I think that should do it for news and notes, other than the Gettner tourney, which I alluded to earlier.
Outstanding stuff there, guys. Tom, let's talk some baseball.
This is the
season. I know you've been chopping at the bit for a while.
Everybody knows. And you're right, the weather hasn't been horrible. We have had cancellations along the way so far, but nothing that hasn't been able to get quickly rescheduled. So there's nothing really that is huge out there right now that we really have to worry about from the perspective of getting in. But we still do have some makeup games still left to go.
We're right on track, though, to be able to get everything in, right?
We're not far off, right, in other words. So we're not at the point where it's 7 games in 6 days type thing. We're
Some years past, we've had it where, okay, well, maybe we need to cancel the non-league game so we can get our division and league games in. But we're not looking at that this year yet.
So pitch count doesn't come into play yet?
Oh no, pitch count still comes into play because it's the amount of days rest that you need, right? And there are some new scheduling scenarios that have come into play. For instance, ECIC-1 now has that you have to play the team home and away Monday, Tuesday. So what happens is you are now not throwing a stud every single time against Lancaster, against Will North, against West Seneca. It's a constant change up to where you'll see the 1 and the 2 and the 3 and the 4, because in a lot of cases they're not even going full games.
One question I've neglected to ask you on pitch count, Tom. Okay, you got the number of pitches and that dictates how many days rest.
Mm-hmm.
Once you reach that number in any given game, are you done for that game, or can you finish the game even though you've exceeded the pitch count?
No, you could finish the batter. That's it.
So if you're one under, you can still pitch to a batter even if you throw 13 foul balls and all
that. Correct. Okay. Yes, you can finish a batter, but you can't finish the game.
That makes sense.
Yeah. So, and this is a very unique year. And Tony, you and I have talked about this is this already. I call this the year of the pitcher is what I'm calling this right now. And there's a reason for it. It's not that you're going to see everybody that's all Western New York be a pitcher. That's not where I'm. This is coming from. Is there are so many quality pitchers right now here in Western New York that at any time, any team can shut down another team because they've got a number one pitcher to do it. For instance, let's look, if we look at ECIC1, just to give everybody the example, we're four games into the season and already we don't have an undefeated team. Okay? That's because of what you see pitching clear across the way. If you look at Jamestown right now has got Bryce Jackson, as well as Drew Boggs, two pitchers that could come in and shut you down to be able to get a win for Jamestown, which is why you're seeing Jamestown split along the way. Let's look at West Seneca West. West Seneca West has Chase Chidowski, Patrick Cardenuto, Connor Schermerhorn. Any time could come in and easily get a win against any of the teams in ECIC 1. It's pitching all over the place. You look at Orchard Park. Orchard Park will be led on their pitching staff by Blake Harlock. Blake Harlock is absolutely the leader of that staff. Josh Higgins, Josh Mattag, Jordan Prince, Adam Ryder.
I've heard
Ryder.
Of him.
What was that?
Jordan Prince. I've heard of him. He's a good kid.
Add new kids. Kyle Kuchuski is unbelievable the way he's been pitching on the mound for Orchard Park. Lancaster, again, can easily come out there with, you've got key returners there, Vinny Stutz, Nick Castellana, you've got Lancaster, Jamestown, Frontier's going to be able to throw, Brian Norson, Connor Eisenman, Josh Nagel, Dan DeLugos, all people that could go to the mound and be significant in getting a win out there. And that's I even talked about probably who I think is the leader of EC1, which is Clarence. ECIC1, I think Clarence right now is your team to beat early on. And already you've seen them have two complete games there against Orchard Park. John Stevens leading the way of that staff. But also, take a look at this. They've got two players that are committed to go D1. Jack Putney's going to go to St. Bonaventure. Isaiah Corey's going to Binghamton. You got two D1 guys, plus you got Matt Brown, their second baseman, who's going to go to NCCC, which is the powerhouse here locally.
Right.
When you look at that.
Are we seeing, because of the surges in pitching, is it because of development or is it just cyclical and this is the way it is this time?
Development, I think, is big. I mean, you see travel baseball is taking on a whole new world here in Western New York.
Oh,
right?
It's so huge to the point where house baseball is struggling mightily.
Yep. And at the same time, as now we've got even an organization like PBR New York that you see out there that has been heavily promoting the kids to be able to get them to the next level with their statistics. And when I say their statistics is how fast are they throwing the ball? How fast do they run? How fast is the exit velocity off their bat? All these things now are being looked at and being promoted. So now all these people are getting so many looks and have the same opportunity, whether you go to Jamestown, Orchard Park, Clarence, Niagara, Wheatfield, Lockport, you all have the same opportunity that's out there.
Okay.
It's all over. Like, you know, even after the high school baseball season and college baseball season, look what Bob Carnevale does every year. He takes a team down to Philadelphia or wherever for these AAA BA regionals and hold their own down there. Some, I think in the last few years he's won once and another time finished as a runner-up.
Wow.
Yeah, this year, like I said, there's a lot of positivity, a lot of things out there that we're going to see be huge for Western New York baseball. And we haven't even gotten to some of the other divisions. We have DePew standing out right now, Niagara Wheatfield standing out, Lockport out to a fast start. Like, I'm going to go up and down. You're going to hear Akron, Tymon, St. Joe's, right? Some phenomenal wins that we're already hearing early on in this season that are going to be big that we're going to be talking about here. And there really is all over. I don't care what division we're going to discuss. There are all-stars in every single one of these divisions.
This is going to be a fun year.
Yes.
And yet, you know what, Anthony? As good as, Tom, let's use Clarence for example. The thing is, come playoff time, it's not best of three. It's single elimination. So if Orchard Park, I don't know, I'll just pick some pitcher off the top of my head. I don't know. How about Jordan Prince?
Yeah, I like that kid.
If Jordan Prince is going up against Clarence in a playoff game and he has a hot day on there, Clarence, who arguably might be the top seed and might be the best team if they were playing in the best of seven, single elimination, it's just like a hot goaltender in hockey.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, look at the first game Clarence played. 0-0 into the fifth. Orchard Park's throwing a no-hitter against them going into the fifth inning. And it just shows that these pitching staffs are that good on both sides. Clarence had Orchard Park shut down with a two-hitter. Like, and then you saw the wheels unravel a little bit with Orchard Park. Couple key errors, couple walks, hit by pitch. Then the first hit of the game came, and Clarence opens it up. But I'm going to tell you, like, just like what Roger just said, is a pitcher's going to come in and can easily shut the door on some major teams. Look at DePue. DePue has a big win over Lancaster because of DePue's pitching staff. DePue easily has three kids that could go out there that could throw the ball that are going to be huge to the success of DePue. DePue is going to be a tough out this year because of their pitching staff and how deep they go.
And especially if you have defense behind them. You know, defense, that's the key. I know in softball, and I'm sure it's just as well in baseball, Tom, you give a team four outs in one inning, that is the kiss of death.
No doubt. And that's exactly what we talked about in the Orchard Park Clarence game, is they gave them that extra out, and then they'll forget about it. That's when the wheels fell off.
How, you know, you mentioned with the starters, is it also deep with closers? Guys are going to come in, and or are we just seeing these starters go complete games?
No, we're seeing, I mean, you don't, I mean, you see them go complete games, yes. But at the same time, you got to be careful because we do have people that play that closer role. And if they throw more than 20 pitches, you cannot bring them back the next day, right? So what you're ultimately doing is you've got to be careful as to when you bring that closer in to shut the door if you need him the next day and the day after and the day
right.
after that.
Yeah, that makes sense. There's a lot of thinking going on out there.
No doubt. And in the coaches, like I said, it's going to be key because as we get into the season, we're going to run into a point where we know rain's going to come into play, right?
Right.
Where you're going to run into those 7 games in 6 days, whatever it may be, and you're going to need to start really taking that staff out and seeing what you got. And as the deeper staffs are going to be the ones that you're going to see, I think, start stepping up towards the middle, towards the end of the season.
All right, guys, let's take a break. When we come back, Tom, you dive right back into ECIC 1 and on down, and I'll just take a look at Monsignor Martin. You mentioned St. Joe's and Tymon already. So we'll get into that and more. You're listening to Inside High School Sports on WGR Sports Radio 550. We're back. You're listening to Inside High School Sports. Man. You're listening to Inside High School Sports on WGR Sports Radio 550. Tony Caligiuri, along with Tom Prince and Roger Weiss. We're talking baseball. And, Tom, before the break, you were telling us how deep the pitching is across Western New York. And you're talking pitch count and stuff like that. But let's get into talking about some more about the teams. And, you've mentioned a few of the ECIC 1 teams. And you said Clarence right now is an early bet, early favorite, so to speak. Let's continue.
Yeah, so let's go real quick. Let's talk about some of the big players in the ECIC 1. So let's start with Clarence. Clarence, Jack Putney, Isaiah Corey, Aiden Wallace, Matt Brown, Ryan Colhane. New players to watch out for that'll make an impact. Mason Davis, John Stevens, and Cato Mudo. Names to watch out for Clarence. And like we said earlier, Jack Putney's going to St. Bonaventure, Isaiah Corey, Binghamton. So you've got a couple D1 players playing right there for Clarence. For Frontier, Brian Norson, Connor Eisenman, Josh Nagel, Dan DeLugos, and new players to watch out for, Dylan Wojciechowski and Jim Statt. Brian Norson right now is committed to go to St. John Fisher. Jamestown, Bryce Jackson, 4-year starter. Drew Boggs, a 4-year starter. Chris Beardsley, 3-year. Christian Dulce and Matthew Rombolt, all players that will be key players returning for Jamestown. Andrew Pumford, Johnny Sandstorm, Matt Hill, and Hunter Beasley were key losses that Jamestown will have to come back from. But also you've got D1 pitcher Bryce Jackson for Jamestown. Lancaster, key players to watch out for. Vinny Stutz, Nick Castellana, J.P. Ahern, Shane Kopeski. And then new players to watch out for, Kyle Graff and Jacob Gerbeco, names to watch out for there. You've got some big names also. Vinny Stutz and Triple C, Derek Veely and Zach Painful going to Hilbert. Shane Kopeki going to Finger Lakes Community College. Orchard Park, key players, Tom Evans, returning All-Western New York player. Blake Harlock, Josh Higgins, Josh Matag, Zach Mecca, Jordan Prince, Adam Ryder, Nathan Woreski, Jake Goronsky, and Joe Roward. And then new players to watch out for Orchard Park, Kyle Kaczewski, Griffin Dietrich, Jake Duffick, and Jake Janis will round out who you'll see there for Orchard Park. A lot of players playing at the next level for Orchard Park. Adam Ryder, St. John Fisher, Zach Becca, RIT, Joe Roward, La Roche College, Tom Evans, NCCC, Jordan Prince, Eastern Connecticut State College. For West Seneca West, you have Chase Chidowski returning, Patrick Cardenuto, Connor Schermerhorn, new players to watch out for, Griffin McAndrews and Ryan Wojcik. Players committed to play at the next level. Chase Kodowski is at Allegheny, Patrick Cardenetto, ECC, and Ricky Perez at ECC. And then Will North. Key players returning, Andrew Fairbrother, Cameron Zurat. Boy, watch this kid hit. Boy, I watch him hit a bomb that I think still hasn't landed yet. Brian O'Duddle, Austin Mann, and PJ Shermonte. New players to watch out for, Connor O'Mahan and Dylan Wynott. And then Andrew Fairbrother and Austin Mann will be playing at NCCC. Again, this division is wide open. I think Clarence right now is your early favorite, but I'm going to tell you, with everyone already having at least one loss, and you literally, this, listen here to the records. 3-1, 1-1, 1-1, 2-2, 2-2, 2-2, 1-3. This division's wide open.
Parity.
Tom, so, could you go over that again? I wasn't ready. Could you repeat what you just said in the last 5 minutes?
So then we're going to go on to ECIC2. And I'm going to tell you, ECIC2 may be as competitive as ECIC1 is. Listen to some of the teams that are going to come out of there. Amherst, Hamburg, Star Point, Sweet Home, West Seneca East, Williamsville East, and Williamsville South. Williamsville East, big-time players. Hamburg, tons of pitching. Star Point got all over the place. Remember, you heard about the big game we talked about with Star Point and Hamburg already, right, where Hamburg was unbelievable on the mound and still lost a game 3-2 on, yep, unfortunately, some key
hitter
plays.
Lost with a no-hitter.
It was, yeah. No, it was absolutely a no-hitter that had happened. But again, you're also seeing early on Williamsville start South 2-0, Will East 4-0, Star Point 2-0, Sweet Home 2-2. Hamburg is 0-2, but please watch out. They are going to be in the mix here. West Seneca East 0-2, and Amherst is 0-4. But if we look at now some of the key players for ECIC2,
there's got to be a Mac involved.
There is. Trust me. There, no doubt it is.
I know, so, there's one in softball.
Yep, and the Mac, and he already is ready to go. He already is committed to Clemson.
And he's only a sophomore,
right?
Or something,
unless, right? You're going to see what happens with him, where he gets drafted, just like you know what happened with his older brother. Yeah.
Wow.
So Amherst starts off with Ben Nagy, Sean Murphy, Garen Fought. New players to watch out for: Trevor Tout, Gavin Bryans. They made it to the semifinals last year after beating the number 9 seed, Cheektowaga, and then upsetting the number 1 seed, Lakeshore, in the quarterfinals. Don't count them out. Here is exactly one of the examples I'm talking about, Hamburg. Hamburg brings back a pitching staff, Kyle Borello, Dylan Crowley, and then you're going to also add in Evan Chafee. That's the freshman I've been telling you about that can deal. Plus, you add in new player Joe Rideback, who can go to the mound. They are going to be tough pitching-wise. And then other players, Jack McGlure, Louis Riesek, Josh Skelly, Matt Fumarelli, Tom Barber, Jack O'Donnell, and Tim Stewart. And then a new player to watch out for will be Tim Oswalt, too. This team's going to be tough, especially when it comes down to the playoffs, because of that pitching staff. Starpoint, another team. Aaron Chase. Boy, we've heard that name before, right? Aaron Chase.
I know him.
Adam Ranke, Joe Deloso, another good pitcher that you're going to see on the mound. Braden Zerdowski, Brad Shea, Jarrett Ott. New players to watch out for. Josh Milleyville, Hunter Briggs, Jake Brooks. Again, this team, if it stays healthy, has got a tough pitching staff and can hit the ball on top of it. This is going to be someone to watch, that team. Sweet Home's got returning brothers Sean Romanowski, Austin Romanowski, Keith Murphy, Ian Pokorski, and Everett Quintateri. Watch out. Those Romanowski brothers can go to the mound. One can pitch. One can catch. They are going to be tough. They can hit the ball. They could surprise somebody and easily make an upset, especially when these two are heavily involved and on their games.
I love the brother duos. We had one at Burgard when I played with Rich and Tommy Freeze. Rich pitching, Tommy catching. By the way, happy belated birthday, Tommy. And those two were awesome.
Are they just siblings or are they twins?
Twins.
Oh, even cooler.
Well, no, that brings up to the question, do they look alike?
Yes.
So now you got pitch count, right?
Yeah.
Can they switch uniforms so the same pitcher can avoid
Why am I thinking we need the Patty Duke theme right about now?
What? Didn't girls used to do that to their boyfriends in the old days? The one twin didn't feel so good, so they sent the other one out and they didn't even know the difference?
That's not fair. All right, Tom, continue.
Boy, that's an image, huh? All right. West Seneca East, Cam Whippoor, Jackson Strong, Mark Sanfilippo, Austin Miedenbauer, and Adam Wojciechowski, and Cam Cacciuti. New players to watch out for, Adam Kimotic, Josh Gergol, and Anthony Sanfilippo. This, again, is another team that will be in the mix for any of these games, so watch out. Now, the team we've already talked about that we knew were going to have some big names here is Williamsville East, and that's going to be led by Joe Mack, second team All-Western New York. He was first team ECIC2, first team All-B. Gunnar Wepner, John Moran, Dylan Lobdell, Trevor McElroy. New players to watch out for is Jake Zappia, Dylan Morehouse, Mike Stelrich, Nolan Evans, Andrew Orsini, Colin Freiling, Connor Wark, Ben Wollingham, Chris Coyle, Ethan New, Mike Dura, Matt Gangloff, Liam Wojciechowski, Nick LaForna, and then, of course, you guys know a big key loss to graduation will be Charlie Mack there. And then Will South, Mitchell Jackson, Owen Berkman, Kevin McGraw, John Rapp. New players to watch out for, Brett Johnson, Luke Van Splunder, and Thomas Binda will round out ECIC 2, and you're going to see his tough division there, and it will be his from hitting to all the way pitching. Anyone could come out of this division. It's going to be a wide open area.
I like it.
Anthony, you mentioned Joe Mack. Joe Mack's a sophomore. This is, fourth year on varsity, right, as a sophomore.
Continue.
Okay, so now we're going to go to the ECIC3, where we've already talked about ECIC3. I think early on, you're looking at the team right now to beat has to be DePue early on. The way they've come out of the gates has just been unbelievable. But I'm going to tell you, as we go through, watch out, because as this season grows, there will be pitching and there will be some things that are going to come into play that could easily make some other teams come right into the mix. So early on, we've got Cheektowaga, Zachary Karp, Alex Barbell, and new players to watch out for. Paul Porterreal will be round out Cheektowaga. DePue. Already, we've seen on the mound Joe Pagano, right? Josh Goss, Ethan Krakowski, all throw either no hitters or one hitters already that has happened and have been unbelievable on the mound. Add to that Dante DiRenzo, Zach Buck, two huge hitters. Jake Wetland, this team is going to be really good. And then you also add new players to watch out for. Ninth grader Luke Kuzmanski. This team is going to be in the mix right now for a championship that are there. Have 8 of his 10 starters back. He went for a very tough non-league schedule where he's playing Orchard Park. He's playing Lancaster. He's playing St. Joe's. He's playing some of the toughest in the area as an ECIC 3 team. East Aurora, Alex Basse, a 4-year starter, first team ECIC 3 returns with Nate Mucci for Iroquois. Now, Iroquois is another team that is not too many people know about that will be in the mix for this championship. I'll tell you right now, they were young, and they bring in right now some young cores to some of the veterans that were there last year, and they are going to be in the mix. Calvin Golick, Tyler Bird, Corey Day, Nick Bowen, Nick Partish, Bryce Yorke, Billy Quinn, Owen Hovey, and Birch Herring Jackson. New players to watch out for, Ben Planka and Jacob Pachisinski. 14 players on varsity, 10 of them are pitchers.
Whoa.
So watch out there. Here's one to watch out for. New coach Danny Conrad takes over Lakeshore. I love what Danny brings to the table. He's a baseball guy, has played baseball here in Western New York, grown up through the ranks. He knows what is in store for him. He's going to be led by Division ECIC 3 Pitcher of the Year last year, Nate Lockwood. Now, here's what you're going to see. Nate just had his first game pitched in over a year is what he pitched. He had some arm problems. He's back. He pitched against DePue. DePue did beat him. But I'm going to tell you, it was his first outing in a year. Watch this kid. This kid is legit. He's got the height. He's got the pitching. He's got the ability. By the time the summer kicks in, he starts getting some games under his belt, Lakeshore is going to be a tough out, and that's a kid that can shut anybody down at any time. Spencer Quilo, Zach Evans, Nate Stiles, new players to watch out for, David Bagone, Brian Renchen, Nick Wilson, and Brennan Herrig. Rounds out for Lakeshore. Then Maryvale. And come on, you ever count
you gotta
Maryvale
talk about
out
the catcher.
Here, right?
You got to talk about the catcher.
Oh, I love this kid. I really do. But you're talking about returning players. Ryan Smith, first-team ECIC All-Star, right? Connor Desiderio, who is a presence on the mound, lefty pitcher on the mound. Again, Ertie, he's got 2 big wins on the season. He's going to be tough. Here
it was
we are.
Tough last year.
Here we are. So Dalton Harper, our catcher that we talked about, right? So listen to this. Already last year, second team ECIC 3 All-Star, 294 batting average with 12 RBIs. Had 2 RBI games in the Class A2 and Class A finals. Love this kid.
Now last
Love
year his... he was what, a freshman or a sophomore?
He was an eighth grader. He was a seventh grader last year. He's an eighth grader now. So.
Yeah, they're stacked.
Yeah, Carson Harper, sophomore, and Jonah Law, Blake Borchiski, and Colin Papa will be rounding out for Maryvale with new players. A.J. Wellnick, Donovan McCoy, Evan Peters, Will Mendofik, and Austin Prelo. I'm going to tell you right now, this is a team you never, ever want to count out. Pioneer, young team. Watch for the future. I love what's coming up in the ranks with these guys. This is going to be a team that we're going to be hearing about in the future, right? But as they take their little lumps right now, you're going to see them get stronger and stronger. Led by Dave Buncey, head coach down there. Key players returning, Cole Rogers, Jason Corbick, Blake Morris, Dylan George, Blaine Morgan, and Bryce Hedinger. New players to watch out for. Jason Corbett comes back to the program after moving to Florida for a year. Jason's a very versatile player who can play any infield position and will slot in as a number one or number two starter. So, again, watch out. That team's going to be somewhere to deal with. But I got to tell you right now, you got to give the nod to DePue.
All right, let's take a break. When we come back, we still have Monsignor Martin to get to. Sports Talk Saturday follows us at 11 o'clock. You're listening to Inside High School Sports on WGR Sports Radio 550. We're back. One last segment of Inside High School Sports. Tom Prince previewing the season for us. Let's jump right over to Monsignor Martin, Tom. I know we got a lot of quality baseball players there.
Always do, no doubt about it. But just a real quick shout-out, I was telling you just before we went on the air, we have a fun little war going on Twitter with some of the baseball teams. They want to know who does the best GIFs in all Western New York, so they're fun images that come out. So right now, Star Point leads the way. East Aurora wants in. So does Lancaster, now Depew. So we have some fun things going on Twitter with the baseball guys.
And for those who are interested in following you, your Twitter handle
is at Western New York Tom Prince.
There you go.
And you can get all the updates on high school baseball that will come through there. So
fantastic. All right, let's get into the Monsignor Martin.
Awesome. So let's talk about, let's lead off with Bishop Tyman. Right now, they are down doing their swing in the South, playing IMG with a win over IMG. Granted, these are scrimmages, so I don't want to make a big thing, but that's a big win right now for the Tyman program. Led again by a pitcher, Sean Hayes, who comes out with eight strikeouts that he has in the game.
Outstanding.
Give him credit. Again, a kid that can come in and shut you down. Watch out. Sean Haynes, Jeremy Glinski, James Fino, and Manny McClain. And then new players to watch out for, Jack Martello, Jack Reed, Brian Hilmy. Cardinal O'Hara, key players returning, Matthew Buckley, Joe Turi, Kevin Wojcinski, and Alex Kubinicki. And then new players to watch out for, Mateo Curtis, Steve Weiss, and Rob Rezel. For Canisius, taken over by new head coach Justin Santacito. Key players returning, Jack Arnold, Brian Herman, Tyler Coy, Thurman Thomas. Yep, that's a name you'll all recognize.
Yeah.
Dan Tocco. New players to watch out for, Christian Cabrera, Jacob LaDuca, Vincent Morrow, Thomas Riker, Evan Ryman, and Chris Rowan. Big key loss there is their pitcher, Jack Collins, who's off to Binghamton right now. Nichols head coach Brian Brazee in his second year. Key players returning, Matt Rafe, Rob Malucci, Cam Bauer, Billy Locke, Cam Ricotta, and Pat Berdisiak. And then new players to watch out for, junior Billy Locke returns to the pitching staff after a serious knee injury, limiting his time in 2018. They're going to be real young. Several freshmen who will make an impact this year, including Ryan McCarthy, Jackson D. Risner, Matthew Alberti, who's one of my Western New York prospect players at 14 years old, Luke Blandino, and Joe Blackie. He's going to be young, so let's see what his young kids can bring to the table to help them out there. St. Francis, Hitch Edwards, Gavin Krawick, Mike Hartman, again, a pitcher that could come in, is unbelievable. He was big last year, if you remember. Kane Gregory, Taylor Vogel, and David Belcito. New players to watch out for, Mike Hellick, Jake Sorgi, Alex Disman, and Peyton Consigli. Also, key additional information, Brett Hilton, another player who I had for years. This kid's incredible. He's the kid who had the game-winning hit in the Georgetown Cup Finals last year, has suffered a season-ending knee injury, and unfortunately will not be able to play the high school season, but he is expected to play at the college at the next level. Brett will be looking out for you. I hope everything clears up, because I definitely want to see what you've got capable to do at the next level. But listen to this. Hitch Edwards, St. Bonaventure, Kane Gregory, Gannon, Mike Hartman, ECC or Mercyhurst, Gavin Krawick, Niagara University, and then Tyler Vogel and Brett Hilton also going to play at the next level for St. Francis. Here's what I think right now, your team to beat. St. Joe's, led by Coach Paul Nasca. Key players returning, Will Carlone, Vince Capolupo, Kay Dick, Sam Murphy, Will Hearn, Mike Merrill, Alex Dupinsky, and Elliot Widener. New players to watch out for, Tina Torello, Nick DiCarlo, and Mitchell Flocare. St. Joe's will play traditional powers, Cathedral Prep, McQuaid, the Aquinas Institute, as well as local powers, Orchard Park and Clarence. St. Joe's will play the bulk of their non-league schedule down in Myrtle Beach during their trip as their way. Those are going to be live games down in Myrtle Beach that they're going to go to. Players committed to college, Will Carlone, Virginia Commonwealth, Will Hearn, Siena, Vince Capolupo, Baldwin Wallace, and Mike Merrill, Allegheny. And then St. Mary's of Lancaster, watch out. Coach Wagner will have this team ready. They are tough every single year. They are tough out for anybody. Cole Laskowski, Brady O'Brien, Chris Nino, Trent Rumley, and then also new players to watch out for, Tyler Curl, Tashawn Johnson, to round out the Monsignor Martin division. Right now, though, from a pitching staff, I think the deepest pitching staff early on has got to go to St. Joe's. But watch Tymon. They've got Sean Hayes. Watch St. Francis. They have a couple kids, but Hartman is the one you want to watch out for there. They have Canisius, if you watch for Brian Herman, that's been there as a key pitcher. Everybody has got key pitchers all around to win one game. But remember, in Monsignor Martin, you got to go the two out of three eventually to win it all.
That's right.
Man. Anthony, just for the record, if there's going to be a test, I'm going to get someone to take the test for me. In modern day activities, I'll get somebody else to take the test. Tom, I don't know how you did that in 45 minutes, but and I'm sure Anthony will agree with me. Very impressive.
Yes, well
your knowledge
done.
Of baseball in Western New York, so obviously second to none.
Let's talk about some teams that haven't been mentioned or players that have been mentioned throughout in any of the divisions.
So, I mean, we have some of the CCAE East and West that are out there. And you're like, listen, don't count out a team like Olean. Allegheny Limestone is always bringing quality teams to the table, right? I love what Frewsburg has down there. Gowanda's another team that you've got to watch out for. Fredonia, we all know Fredonia's going to be in the mix at one point with Coach Vince Gullo, right? Trey Swartz down at Fredonia, somebody to watch out for. Alex Schrader, Tony Gullo, that'll be down there for Fredonia that I'm going to tell you, do not sleep on right now. We talked about Olean, right? Olean's always a solid team that's out there. Portville down there is a young team that you're going to need to watch out for. But let's talk Olean first. Nick Crandall, John DeWillaby, Jarrett Prizzle, Keenan O'Connell, new players to watch out for. Nick Fratterchangelo, Henry Scanlon, and Cole Anastasia are names to watch out for there.
Here's a familiar name, Anastasia.
Yeah, and they're all over down there, right? And then Mike Matz leading Portville down there. Returning players Nathan Clock, Brandon Murray, Cameron Lott, Max Yeel, Joseph Long, Michael Stillman. New players to watch out for Dom Pasuski, Dakota Maschu, and Nathan Petrasak are your key people for Portville that you want to watch out for.
Outstanding stuff, Tom, as always. Derek Kramer, thanks for producing, and we'll talk to you next week where Roger's going to delve into softball. I'm getting ready to head over to practice for the Cayuga Cubs, and we're led by Ty Manjone, Evan Fotis, Jonathan, and of course my son Nick. So looking forward to that. It's going to be a lot of fun, and Luke Esposito, can't wait to see you guys. We'll talk to you next week with more Inside High School Sports.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.